Here is a voice from Belarus, one of the former Soviet republics. The singer's name is Vyacheslav Kagan-Paley. He is more simply known as Slava to those who've been buying his recordings in England and in Japan. It is a voice brought to our attention by Chris Tarides, who discovers lots of new music for his program on KCRW in Santa Monica, California. It's called Morning Becomes Eclectic.
He made his debut at the Leningrad Philharmonic as a soprano soloist in Schumann's Requiem. He was invited to sing in Moscow at a Museum of Fine Arts a couple years after. He actually did a tour that brought him to the attention of Leonard Bernstein in 1989, and they were going to do some arrangements and performances together. And that was just before Bernstein died, so they never did actually get to work together. He was invited to debut in London in 1994 and apparently caught the attention of some record executives in Tokyo and signed a deal with a record label in Tokyo a couple years ago, and he's been quite popular there ever since.
You said he did a soprano solo. This is a very high male voice. Technically, what is it?
You know, most people relate the idea of male soprano to that of the castrato. The idea of castrato was banned in the early 19th century, but essentially it's like a boy soprano in the adult form, a man who can sing the range of a woman. And because it's an adult singing in that range, there's more strength, there's a greater lung capacity, there's more breadth to the thoracic cage, their physical stamina is higher.
This is Traumerei by Robert Schumann. When we hear him sing this in this soprano voice, He's just singing the melody in no words, right?
Indeed. These are arrangements that Slava did for the voice. But what's also special about this artist is that along with these very classically oriented performances, very pure performances, he has these CD single remixes that make him somehow appealing to a dance audience as well.
Chris, what do you mean a CD single remix? What is that?
Well, when a full-length CD is put into the stores, very often the radio stations will get a single that will have various remixes on it. If it, you know, in its original form is not appropriate for a certain radio format, they'll remix it with a certain sort of dance beat or drum beat that might make it more appealing to various radio outlets. So there'll sometimes be three or four or five different remixes of one song.
So Slava sings his version of the melody to Ave Maria, and then there's a dance version remix of that.
Yeah. Really fond of the remixes himself. He does it for marketing purposes. He allows it to happen. But in the recording studio, he treats his performances very purely in a classical fashion.
Right. What do you like about this music from Slava?
Well, somebody was telling me that the human voice can make another body resonate, receiving the beauty of the music, and that tends to be what we react positively to. I think that's very true about most of the music that I respond to. My body resonates with the sound of it.
Chris Steridis talking with us from KCRW in Santa Monica, California, about the Belarus singer known as Slava.